Thank you, friend. Thank you a lot there for the nice hand for Kenny Baker. Just a minute, where'd that come from? Have it, just a minute out there. Hey, boy. Must have come from the state of Virginia. Haven't you got a seat? Haven't you got a seat?
Yeah, I got a seat, but I ain't got nowhere to pay.
Well, boy, we're trying to put on a show up here, I'll have you to know. Me and this fella right here has made a couple of movies.
Yeah, I thought all the time you was Roy Rogers and he was Trigger.
No, he's not Trigger and I sure ain't Roy. Let me tell you something, boy. If you come out to Hollywood, you'd see our name over the door in big letters.
Oh, I've seen it in plenty of places. In these theaters, you know, EXIT.
Let me tell you something. If you come out to Hollywood and stepped in my dressing room, you'd step in plush carpets up to your knees. What do you mean, that's nothing?
I'm taking it down there to Norton, Virginia.
Norton, Virginia.
On my pa's farm?
On your pa's farm.
Take you out to his barn?
Out to his barn.
You step into his barn, you step up into something of your knees.
Now, just a minute. Friends, this is old Sparkplug. Let's give him a little hand here today and welcome.
Bill.
Yeah, I can't keep from telling this on Jack.
Jack and me lives in the neighboring towns down there. I went over to see him here a while back, and he took off with Bill, and I thought I'd go over and see his old girlfriend over in the west side of Norton. You know, that's kind of over in the dark district. I went over and knocked on the door. The old colored mammy said, "Who did that on my back porch?" I said, "This is Jack Cook from the Grand Ole Opry." She said, "Uh-uh," I said, "Jack in here in my arms."
Pretty good, Michael.
Clark Plug don't pay no attention to it. You know he comes down where you're from.
Yeah, there's some pretty stupid people. Yeah, I got something I'd like to tell on him now. I'd like to say this boy over here, he's a nice boy, see? He always dresses nice, got a lot of money. Now, you take them paints, sir. How much do you give for them paints?
$20.
$20? See what I mean? Look at that shirt. How much? $4?
Joe made me a present of this shirt.
How much, Joe? $4? $4 for that shirt. There's a tie that costs about $3.
Yeah,
$3. Hat cost about $15.
$15.
Now, see there, I told you. This boy wears fine clothes, but you know something? He wears the dirtiest and the raggedest underwear of anybody I've ever seen. Boy, you didn't know I went to see my girlfriend out the other day, did you?
Went to see your girlfriend. Where about?
Yeah, way back in the country.
Oh, way back in the country.
Yeah, she lives so far back in the country, she ain't got television, so we just drug up the couch in front of the looking glass and watch wrestling matches.
Oh, get out.
And after that was over with, as the boy snuck up to the window, you know, throwed in the rock. Hit that woman right there, right there.
Is that right? Did it hurt her?
No, it didn't hurt her, but it almost broke three of my fingers.
Now, you watch that. Don't you have a nice love song?
Oh, a good love song?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll sing a love song here, one entitled... Sing a love song here, one entitled, "If You Knew Susie Like I Knew Susie, Then Her Old Man Would Be After You Too."
Forget about them kind of numbers. Just sing a real good smooth one. Let it go with that.
Oh, good smooth number. Well, I'll sing a smooth song here entitled, "When You Slide Down the Banister of Life, Remember Me as a Splinter in Your Career."
You call that smooth?
Well, it better be smooth. Like to sing a little song, go something like this right here.